Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed our reply brief on behalf of Calvary Chapel of Bangor in Maine at the Court of Appeals seeking permanent relief from Governor Janet Mills' unconstitutional orders. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I feel like we've been talking about Janet Mills awful lot. Well, starting since last year when she was shutting down the church, in particular the one we represent, Calvary Chapel, and the amazing Pastor Ken Graves there. And she, again, thinks she's above the law in this case.
She is terrible. She's one of the worst governors in the country. Mm-hmm. You may not hear about her, except maybe here on Faith and Freedom and our other programs, because we've encountered her because of the restrictions that she placed on churches and places of worship, and then also the mandate that she imposed regarding the healthcare workers having a time frame in which to get the COVID shots or be terminated.
And some of those are the same people that attend this church and that are healthcare workers.
Yeah, Calvary Chapel of Bangor is an amazing church. It has, in addition to its other many church outreaches, it has also the Calvary Discipleship Residential Program, and it's 48 men and women that are residents for a year. These are people that are wanting to change their lives. They've come from various kinds of drug addiction or dependence, and they come to this very amazing ministry where they have 24 women, 24 men. They live on site. The church is like the center part of what they do, and they come together to worship, to have Bible study, to pray, to get mentored, and to be taught. And there's so many people whose lives have just been turned around. Well, last year, Governor Janet Mills issued an executive order saying that churches and places of worship are not essential and they have to close down. But abortion clinics, you can kill your child, you can brutally destroy innocent children, those are essential, so you can stay open. And the big box stores, oh, those are essential. You know, you can go buy potted plants and garden hoses, and so essential to do that.
But wait, she even said the churches were allowed to hold secular gatherings if they feed, shelter, or provide social services to people. But the minute you open a Bible or give a devotion or pray, sorry.
And that was really clear in this case.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you could gather the people together without limitation. At first, she said no individuals. Then she lifted it up to 10 people. And then eventually to 50 people after months.
So generous.
But you could have unlimited numbers of people at any time during this, as long as it was a secular meeting. And if the secular meeting was to teach them about disability counseling, unemployment counseling, or you could house them overnight, you could feed them. So you could feed people dinner and breakfast, and you could house them overnight. And you could have them in the sanctuary, and you could give them secular counseling about how to file for disability, how to file for unemployment, how to file for the PPP loans or whatever it might be. All that's fine. No limitations at all.
Right.
But as soon as, like you said, you open the Bible and you started teaching from the Word of God, you ultimately have a prayer for them. You have praise and worship and singing. Then all of a sudden, that same meeting with the same people and the same staff becomes a religious meeting, and you come under the restrictions of Janet Mills.
And you see the real agenda here, her disdain for anything to do with Christianity.
Yeah, and she thinks that religious worship, Christianity, Christian fellowship is non-essential.
Right.
And so consequently, she restricted it. Well, Calvary Chapel's pastor, Ken Graves, is an amazing man. And he was then put in a situation where he had to decide, what's he going to do? Well, nobody knew what was going to happen with the COVID because it was so new. And there was so much false information that was presented by the United States government, CDC, FDA, and Fauci, and among others.
Still happening.
Still happening, yeah. And so Ken closed the church except for the Calvary Residential Discipleship Program because he said they have to still meet. But he's not going to cut Jesus out of the very heart and core of why that particular program is successful. So they still met, and they still had Bible study. They still had praise and worship. Every time they met and they did that, it was illegal, and he could face criminal charges and jail. The local police head knew him, had actually attended the church, and he said he's not going to enforce that unconstitutional order. But if he were in a different place with a different police head, then he would have been in a different situation. So he continued to meet with these 48 men and women. They continued to have Bible studies. It was always, every time they met, when they did that religious meeting, it was a violation of Governor Mills. But what they did for the rest of the people, they said, you all watch online, people that are not part of the 48 residential discipleship program. You watch online. So they did watch online for a little bit, and then they saw their Christian brothers and sisters there assemble, the people that were part of the Christian residential Calvary residential discipleship program, and they started calling Pastor Graves. And they asked him a question, and he put it in an affidavit later, said, Pastor, we miss fellowship with our brothers and sisters. If we come to the church, will the doors be closed or locked? And he said, no, it would be a sin for him to exclude people. If you want to come, you come. So they came on their own, and they started worshiping together with their brothers and sisters. In fact, you know, tragically, Holly, in other cases, people who were in these drug rehabilitation programs where they were shut down, many of those went back into illegal use or other kinds of abusive use of drugs and alcohol because they didn't have the continual fellowship.
Right.
The human tragedy is incalculable that arose from these draconian, unconstitutional lockdown orders.
Well, you know, and then May 24th, Mills comes along and she says, okay, I'm going to lift all the capacity restrictions. So your case is moot. No need to pursue this. However, she has made it clear she will immediately, and we don't doubt this, she will immediately reenact these restrictions at any time for any reason if she deems it necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've got to have a court ruling. So she
That's why we're
do
still
that.
Pursuing
that's
this.
That's right.
So right now, as we speak, there are no restrictions on churches. But in part, that's because of our litigation, because we've taken cases to the U.S. Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a 5-4 decision and a 6-3 decision as recently as February of 2021. That was a case out of California. And we got the first statewide permitted injunction blocking these unconstitutional restrictions on churches and places of worship.
Right.
So the handwriting's on the wall. These are unconstitutional. You can't discriminate against places of worship while allowing other secular gatherings that are kind of similar congregate kind of gatherings, whether it's in stores or abortion clinics or whatever it might be. You can't discriminate against these places of worship and these gatherings.
Right. And these governors, they put out these so-called executive orders with these mandates. And then when the tides turn, they want to escape any kind of responsibility for
exactly.
them.
Well, every day that Calvary Chapel of Bangor met with these 48 men and women from March of 2020 until May 24, 2021, it was illegal. Put aside all the other people that would want to come and worship with them outside of the 48 men and women. When you even if you had zero, it's illegal. 10 people is illegal. 50 people, it's still illegal because you have 48 men and women and you have a small number of pastoral staff, you're always over 50 just with right. those people, let alone other people that are not part of the 48 men and women in the residential program that come and join. So it's always been illegal. From March of 2020 until May 24, 2021, that's over a year, Holly. That is more than 1 year of illegal activity, if you will, because of the governor's order.
And, you know, I'm going to say that I just really am grateful for many of these pastors that we're representing, and Ken Graves is one of them who has stood strong, been courageous. He's like, I have to obey the Lord first.
Exactly.
You know, the government is there to protect our religious freedom, and they need to do that, and they're not going to shut us down.
Well, and the Supreme Court already said in one of these church cases, even if the government withdraws or modifies a COVID restriction in the course of litigation, that does not necessarily moot the case, and officials with a track record of moving the goalpost retain authority to reinstate those heightened restrictions at any time. And that's why we are continuing to pursue this case against Janet Mills to permanently quarantine her from ever imposing these unconstitutional restrictions again. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.